This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. This is very loud. This is louder. This is louder than I'm feeling. How are you feeling? What are you feeling? If you have some way that you want to communicate the things, they're not even things. The phone line is open for you. The phone number is 512-472-5667. If you call, you'll be placed directly onto the air. As soon as the phone stops ringing, you'll be on the air. You can, if you'd like.
I know how much gasoline is per gallon.
How much?
Wondering how much is blood per gallon.
How much?
320, 450, 22, whatever. 320, 450, 22, whatever. 320, 450, 22, whatever.
How much?
Is this Ken?
Yeah, hello, you are on the air, hello.
Well, I want to tell everybody about the time I was abducted by aliens.
Again? How many times have you been abducted by aliens this week?
It happened last summer.
Do you think that you are, when you say that you have been abducted, that implies that you feel you've been released? Do you think you're not with the aliens anymore?
They put a chip in me. I got it in my back, you could feel it, it's a subdermal chip. And they're tracking me. They're watching me. And it's interfaced with the cameras on the street post. I know it is. Because every time I go to the 7-Eleven, this guy in an unmarked police car always follows me. And I know he's with the aliens, man. I know they're with the aliens, Ken. I need to do something about this chip in my back, man. I need to burn it out with a microwave or something, dude. I just can't handle this anymore, man. I'm sick of these aliens and the Defense Advanced Research Project messing with me. I'm sick of it. I just want to let you know that, well, let them know that I know what they're doing. You know, that Roswell crashed. They made a deal with the aliens. They're going to let this chip implant happen to a certain amount of people every year. It's all about collecting my DNA. And that's why the aliens do it, man. See, they cloned each other so many times that their DNA is starting to break down and they need new samples of DNA. So that's why they're doing it. For real, man. For real. But I just want them to know that I know what they're up to. We've engineered a retrovirus to recombinate my DNA. And there's a virus in my DNA. So, we'll have the last laugh.
no virus. His DNA is impure. He will be terminated.
Yeah. 512-472-5667.
Gasoline is $2 a gallon and blood is $200 million a gallon. How much DNA per gallon?
You can't sell your own DNA. Can you? For asking a question. Do questions seem like impositions to you? Do they back you into a corner?
About what kind of music that is you have playing. What's that call?
I'm worrying too. I'm trying not to worry. Mostly I'm not worrying.
It sounds like it's the theme from Twin Peaks.
That is
it?
It's inside of there. The Twin Peaks is inside of... It's inside of everything. Apparently.
Cool.
What
bye-bye.
What was the most recent thing you worried about? Are you worrying right now? You've stopped worrying. It's good to calm. Remaining calm. Without turning off. You do not cease to be when you cease to worry. Another thing you. Anything. 512-472-5667. Fast.
Twin peaks on the twin ladders of the twin rungs of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen.
How many?
DNA.
How many? How many? What time? Some have asked if I am interacting with tape recordings. And I have not been able to prove one way or the other to myself. I'm trying. If you can come up with the right questions to ask, help me, help everyone determine, is it live Are there questions? Are there ways of knowing? Can you tell whether something is happening or not? Do you know if it's in the present? Are you in the present? Do you sometimes think that you're in just a moment ahead? 1 second in the future? Help. Please. Please call now. That's the moment. I think 472-5667.
The possibilities become smaller and smaller. The world does take on order. Soon all the moves are predictable.
And so? So?
So maybe, even though we're not sophisticated enough to be aware of it, there is a pattern. An order.
Now.
I have the answer.
How does it make you feel?
42.
Does it feel like something to you? What does 42 feel like?
It's the answer.
Would you know 42 if you encountered it?
Of course.
Have you ever encountered something and wondered whether that was 42 or not?
I always know 42.
Do you ever know other things as 42?
Everything is 42.
It's the answer. Do you sometimes find 42 by accident, everywhere, in everything?
It's the only way to find it.
Or is it? Are you? You are.
46 and 2.
Do you find those numbers? Do you have feelings about numbers?
46 and 2, all the time.
How do you know? How do you know when you're not feeling it?
You have feelings about numbers? 46 and 2.
No. I don't know.
The answer is not a number.
How would you know? Could you tell the difference?
Yes.
Would you tell someone else the difference?
Yes.
Would it still be the same?
Yes. Yes.
Does it change?
The answer is God. Yes.
Do you change?
No. The answer is God.
Have you ever felt that you weren't sure of the answer?
No. Yes.
God. Is it easy to get in touch with that feeling now?
No. Yes.
Do you like the feeling of being in between those two feelings?
Yes. It's easy to get in between that feeling. And it's most relaxing to always be there.
Yes.
Does something prevent you from being there all the time?
Sentence is 42 words long.
The phone number. phone number. What's in front of you? What is that? I don't mean to ask questions. I don't mean to give answers.
God is what's between those thoughts.
How long have you known that?
Forever.
Do you know how long forever is?
Just a label.
Do you think in terms of labels?
Occasionally.
Do you feel that it gets in the way of anything?
Always.
Is it difficult to change?
Always.
Do you feel you stop yourself from changing?
Change is my perception. Another label.
Do you feel that you share perceptions with anybody else?
I believe there are collective perceptions that are collective labels that are misread and properly read at times.
Do you believe in one collective, many collectives, or something else?
I believe in an exponential number of collectives.
Does it associate with a particular smell for you?
The answer is... No. The answer is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The answer is...
How do you know this?
Because it says so in the Bible.
Was there ever a time that you didn't know it?
No.
How do you know?
Because Jesus has always been there.
Can you remember a time when you knew that for sure?
I know that for sure now.
Can you remember it?
I remember it. I'm living it right now.
Are you fond of your memories?
I'm very fond of the memory.
Are you fond of other memories?
I'm fond of other memories also.
Do all memories seem the same to you, or some of them seem somehow different?
Some are different.
Are you fond of all of them?
I'm fond of all of them, yes. I'm glad the way I've lived my life.
Do you think all of your memories are your own?
I believe they are.
Do you remember a time when you didn't know that?
Probably when I was very young. But Jesus is in all of my memories.
Thank you. Do you remember a time before Jesus?
No. There was no time before Jesus.
Once knew a man who was 3,000 years old.
Jesus is in my memories, the ones that I forgot.
What did people do before they had that?
Nothing.
How do you know?
I wrote a book called the Bible and told everyone.
What if you hadn't written that book?
Easy answers to hard questions. Life's easier when you think you know the answer.
Do you think there are answers?
Sometimes I do. Most of the time I don't. I feel better when I don't think there are answers. It answers a lot of questions for me.
Do you think there are questions?
Only when I feel like there's answers.
Perceptivity and perspectiveness, or reflectivity and connectiveness, receptivity and reflexiveness, blacktop oil stain as they wait for the spill of hemoglobin. Lowering the blinds on a sunset. Religiosity is part.
Hold on, you have to slow down. You're losing it. You have to take a breath. Obsessed with anything, you will filter everything else out and find that thing everywhere.
Why is it humble? A child beside her bed. Her hands clasped tightly. It's time to pray.
Now y'all gonna have to take this off the radio. Y'all taking a bunch of drugs.
How long have you known this? Are you not sure? If you call 512-472-5667, you are on the radio. You are the radio. This is your radio. Welcome back.
I've known this a long time.
How does it feel?
Well, it feels, I don't know.
Is it a good feeling or a bad feeling?
Well, it's just a feeling, you know. Kind of what you get there sometimes.
Does it feel like sandpaper?
Well, when you get sandpaper stuck in your craw, I reckon it does.
Do you try to stay with the feeling or move away from it?
Well, it depends on how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling a little weird, sometimes I like to stay with it. Otherwise, I just go out and take it out. Feel better.
What was the last thing that happened to you that made you feel something?
Well, I drank a bottle of wine last night. That helped.
What did it feel like?
Well, it felt like somebody took a club to my head.
Did you try to stay with that feeling?
Until I fell asleep, passed out.
Do you remember your dreams?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Do you think your dreams mean something?
I think they mean something to other people. I don't think they mean nothing to me.
Do people try to tell you that they mean something to you?
Well, this my friend is down at the lake.
Do you like your friends?
Well, when they ain't all acting crazy, like this here radio station.
What do you do when your friends are acting crazy?
Well, I reckon I just tell them to go to hell, leave me alone.
Do your friends follow your request?
Well, I don't know if they really go there. You know, it's more of a figure of speech. I don't know if they really go there, but in my head, I reckon they do.
Do you feel guilty when you feel that maybe you have sent them there?
Well, sometimes I feel guilty, but I don't really care much about guilt. I figure it's better to regret something you have done than something you hadn't.
But howdy!
Howdy?
That's it, you got it, okay. Everybody, howdy! Come on, it's just one little word. You mean you can't even get together on one little word?
Howdy.
Yeah, there was a sample of pie in there. That's awesome, man.
How does it feel to you?
It's all great. You're the coolest, man.
Hold on, you have to slow down. You're losing it. You have to take
That's
a breath.
That's it right there. Play it.
How do you feel about recognition?
Yeah, recognition.
Do you like recognition?
Love.
Do you like the feeling of recognizing something?
Yeah, it's very familiar.
Do you sometimes feel unrecognized?
Always. If you bring me back.
Is it a familiar feeling to feel unrecognized?
Big cool man.
Do you feel responsible for your own outcome?
You've chosen 216, and you will find it everywhere in nature.
Hey, I can prove that this is a live radio show.
Does it? Yes.
All's anybody has to do in central Austin right now is look up in the sky, and you will see a very large chemtrail. And that chemtrail is put there as a inoculant agent. And I just want to know, all you have to do is look out the window, and you'll see that big old contrail, and that proves this is live radio. Unscreened, uncensored.
When it is empty, it appears to be simple and overdue. The possibilities of gameplay are endless, just like snowflakes. So, actually represents an extremely complex and chaotic universe. And that is the truth of our world. It can't be easily summed up with math. There is no simple pattern.
Beside her bed, her hands clasped tightly, it's time to pray.
When your mind becomes obsessed with anything, you will filter everything else out and find that thing everywhere.
I've been curious about something. I was listening to Alex Jones, and as an aside, he said, look up HR 666, that's House Resolution 666. I know some of y'all got computers at home. Maybe someone could look that up and get back to me. And I like this station, and I like this show.
How does it make you feel?
How does which make me feel?
Do you have some doubt? Do you feel kind of certain?
About what, specifically?
The things not always seem clear.
Is not everything clear?
Do you wish for more or less clarity?
For more or less what?
Do you wish that you understood things?
I want to get on the computer and look it up myself, but I got to go to the library. I know some of y'all got computers at home. So I just, you know... I also want to pass around the word because I think it might be interesting. And I'd like to know what... you can all guess what would be under that, perhaps. But I'd like to hear it from the horse's mouth or read it or talk to someone that did. Or, you know, one of these days I'm going to get around to it. I'm just trying to pass on the information. I'm hoping someone will get back to me if I don't have time to get to a computer. You know, sooner is better than later to get information, which I'm curious about.
Do you remember a time when you had time?
I'm losing your voice in the music.
Do you feel...
I didn't hear what you said.
Do you feel uncomfortable in the unclarity?
Uncomfortable in the what?
Was there a time when you didn't remember?
Did you say the empire or the entirety?
How do you feel about the Empire?
I think Empire is a bad idea. I don't think there should be Empire.
Do you feel a sense of recognition when you see the word Empire?
Sure.
Are you familiar with the feeling of not feeling recognition?
Familiar with what? La 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 Okay. Thank you. I'd like to get on with your show with the next caller.
Thank you. Do you feel
that? Yeah, about the Bill 666. That's quite common for these Illuminati lawmakers to put bills such as with that number. It has to do with martial law. It has to do with national identification, the New Freedom Initiative. It's all fun. But what you really should investigate, they talk about this on the Thursday news of Co-op. They like that kind of stuff about the MAC address. You know about MAC addresses on network cards, right, Nick? Right, Ken?
All you have to do is look up in the sky. Say you saw this. I feel like everyone is doing the ghost dance. Everyone is Nero fiddling while Rome burns. Everyone is consuming more than they are producing, and this diarrhea emesis of culture or technological success simultaneous undoing of this.
Some disease. This thing with Doris. Nobody wanted to talk about it.
So she bows her lips.
It's like I was a ghost on the main street. And when I got home now.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Mama said that you was near. And that you had a birthday this time every year. She told me how you
sat in my house.
To every word we say. And that you hear us calling.
But there's nobody there.
Every night or every day. She explains how bad they hurt you. Those awful naughty men.
I was a ghost.
But said you let them do it. For girls
I
like me would then.
No,
she said about the manger they took and put you in. I'd let you have my blanket. If I was here back then. She said that you were watching everything we do. Her and Daddy and Granny and our new baby, too. I like what Mama told me of how you healed the bang and that they didn't have to have any wealth or fame. She told you was so awful good, and then she made me cry. She said they nailed you to the cross. They wanted you to die. She said that you forgave them because you was dying for our sin. And then it made me happy. She said you came back again. Mama said that Christmas is what we celebrate because on that day you was born. So I hope I'm not too late to wish you happy birthday. Dear Jesus, I'll be true. Cause Mama said if I was good, you'd let me live with you.
You're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is happening in the moment. Things together in just the moment, just this moment. You are hearing it at the exact moment that it is happening. Unless you're listening to it afterwards in a recording online, right now you're not, but right now you are. If you're listening to a computer recording or a CD, or some other electronic construction that isn't your radio, then you may be listening to one of the archives. Archives from the archives of over 350 live performances of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza can be heard on a webpage. The address is counterfolk.com/last-ever, or you can search online for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can hear the ones that are the other ones. They don't sound like this one. They sound like those ones. And each of those ones are one. Yes. Yes.
Hello, is Kinder there?
Who are you looking for on the air?
I'm looking for Kendra.
This is not Kendra's last ever radio extravaganza. To listen to archives.
I know it's the radio. I was thinking she was there.
I think that if she is here, then maybe she can hear, and maybe she will appear.
She's here?
I don't know, but if she knows, then she would know.
So I could talk to her.
You might be talking to her now.
I think I am.
I wonder how she is feeling.
I think she probably feels happy.
That may be nice for her.
How do you feel?
Quiet. I feel quiet. Things are seeming very quiet. Suddenly. They just feel like that. Sometimes things can be quiet.
What's the matter here? I don't understand. You know what to do. Why can't you just do it?
And suddenly.
People are dying out there. You gotta stop it. You can't wait anymore.
Then they're quiet again. What do you think?
You can't!
I don't think
it's... Now get back to work and don't make me come here again.
I don't think it's known. There's no thought. The phone number is known.
General, don't forget.
Do you know?
Buttermilk, lots of buttermilk.
Afraid Miley and Sheep. They stutter the synapse firings of optical and auditory nerve signals in brain cells. We call this post-traumatic stress disorder. It means that every time a person is reminded of a terrifying experience, it causes a shutdown in rational behavior.
How do you know this? How do you cope with shutdown? How do you cope with freezing?
Oh, please, don't let me stop you.
What do you know? Live in the moment. There are things that are known, and there are things that are not known.
You people have a lot of work to do, you know. And you're falling behind. It's a real mess out there, in case you haven't noticed. Mind if I give you a little hint? Excuse me, this will just take a second. Relax. See, what you people have to do here is you...
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you think that things will go exactly the way they're going, and the moment that they change is the first moment that you know that there ever could have been.
Help each other. And how do we help each other, you ask, huh? Hey, first you gotta get to know each other. And you don't, do you? Listen, let me break the ice. How many of you here are from out of town? How many of you here are here? I got a great idea.
Change. That's the first moment that you know that there could have been an end.
Yeah, why don't we all take hands? Come on, join hands. Everybody, join!
And there's no control.
Join hands to say howdy. Come on, everybody. Howdy!
What don't get that cooker? Howdy?
That's it, you got it. Okay, now everybody. Howdy! Come on, it's just one little word. You mean you can't...
Sometimes you think that you have control because you are familiar with the way
things... Even get together on one little word?
Go.
What's the matter here? I don't understand. You know what to do. Why can't you just do it? People...
And then, sometimes...
You're dying out there. You gotta stop it. You can't wait anymore. You can't. Now get back to work and don't make me come here again. Okay, fellas, I was just leaving. General, don't forget. Buttermilk, lots of buttermilk. You know, I feel better already.
Sometimes you find out that it wasn't control. It was just familiarity. Sometimes you don't know. Things will end. Not at the moment that you expect them to.
Oh, please, don't let me stop you. You people have a lot of work to do, you know. And you're falling behind. It's a real mess out there, in case you haven't noticed. Mind if I give you a little hint? Excuse me, this will just take a second. Relax.
Sometimes you wish you had control. Sometimes you recognize. Sometimes you're familiar and comfortable. And you wish you weren't.
You
wish there was something you could do to change it.
You don't, do you? Listen, let me break the ice. How many of you
What can you do when you can't change what's around you?
Well, what you need to realize is that anytime you say to someone the words, what you need to realize is, then you stymie and flummox their emotional or psychological growth.
What do you do about that? What do you do when that happens?
Can't even get together on one little word?
What have you done?
What's the matter here? I don't understand. You know what to do. Why can't you just do it?
Sometimes.
People are dying out there. You gotta stop it.
There's nothing that can be done.
You can't wait anymore. You can't.
And we just have to wait.
Now get back to work and don't make me come here again.
It's okay, fellas. I was just leaving.
General, don't forget. Lots of buttermilk.
Some event happens.
You know, I feel better already.
That resets and changes.
Oh, please, don't let me stop you. You people have a lot of work to do, you know.
What is around us.
And you're falling behind.
And I
16,
think it's a real mess out there.
You'll find it everywhere in nature.
Sometimes
you've
we
chosen
recognize
216,
that.
And you will find it everywhere in nature. You've chosen 216, and you will find it everywhere in nature.
Hold on, you have to slow down. You're losing it. You have to take a breath. 320, 450, 22, whatever.
When it is empty, it appears to be simple and ordered. The possibilities of gameplay are endless, just like snowflakes. So, actually represents an extremely complex and chaotic universe. And that is the truth of our world. It can't be easily summed up with math. There is no simple pattern.
Which was created live just in the moment that it was and is still happening, controlled by no apparent known forces, happening, still happening. Thank you for helping. Thank you for happening. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza can still be heard every Tuesday night here in the same way, in the same place that you're hearing it. Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. You can make that time happen anytime on the computer. I wouldn't encourage such a thing, but if that was something that you were inclined to do, you could listen for hours and hours and hours without it being hours. At the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, archives can be listened to and downloaded and can even be automatically sent to you every week so that you can listen to them even when you don't want to listen to them. Soon enough, you won't happen to listen. You won't have to be happening. I won't have to listen. You can still call 512-472-5667 if you wish. And what I would like mostly, if I had to, and I don't have to like, and I don't have to know, but if I knew, and if I wanted to know, and if I were not thinking that I should stay out of patterns and remain connected to the past, I would say again that I really do like feedback, hearing back. If the kind of feedback is not the kind that you would like to put onto the air at this moment, then you can send email at any time to ken@counterfolk.com. That's folk.com, or through the webpage you can send a message of any kind, and you also can call here 5 minutes from now when the show is no longer happening. You can call here if the show is happening and it was happening and it just stopped happening. You can call 512-472-5667. Thank you.
Right, because it just...
great because it's just so. It's three bars.
He's a rocky one. We used to end the set with this one. 5:16, take 4.
It was great because it's just so.
It's three bars. He's a rocky one. We used to end the set with this one. 5:16, take 4.
It was great because it's just so.
It's three bars.
I do not know you well.
When the music started,
something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied.
5:16, take 4.
This is still Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
He's a rocky one. We used to end the set with this one.
Thanks for listening.
He's a rocky one. We used to end the set with this one.
Obsessed with anything, you will filter everything else out and find that thing everywhere.
Thanks again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, live every Tuesday night here from 6 until 7, and on the internet afterwards forever archived. Repeating afterwards. Here afterwards archived. Archived on the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever, or just search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Please send feedback to ken@counterfolk.com. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you.